a port in your router, there's no way for a public IP address to find it. It just is lost because it's behind the carrier's NAT. So that's basically called double NATing. And you no longer have control over the public IP address, so you can't just open a port. You're just basically behind two layers of network address translation. So again, ISPs are using it because they're just running out of version 4 IP addresses. So instead of giving every customer a public IP address, they share one public IP address across many different subscribers. Now, this is pretty common with some of the internet providers out there, such as T-Mobile Home Internet, Verizon 5G Home, Starlink Residential, and a lot of the wireless internet service providers that are rural can also be in some LTE routers. Want to break? This is Scott N7FGP, and this is the Absolute TechNet. So, why does this matter? Well, CGNAT is going to break different a couple of months ago, I guess, and as to why a double NAT system will break a SIP system. IRLP, it can break custom ports in there, and a DMR, if you're hosting a master server, it can cause problems there because those all require inbound connections. Let's see. So CGNAT blocks those unsolicited inbound traffic, but you can connect out, but nobody can connect in. So, for example, if you're double NATed, your all-star node can still link to a reflector. This is why the M1KE works on IAX. It doesn't even accept the inbound connection. So it doesn't really matter what port because you're not coming back inbound to that particular device. But anyhow, remote nodes cannot connect directly back to you. So let's stop there and see if anybody has any questions I can answer so far, or if they have any other technical questions that they would like to have answered. So if you have a question, let's hear it. I need your full call sign twice and phonetically. Call now.
W7KSW, Whiskey 7 Kilo Sierra Whiskey.
Okay, sounds like we have one out there. W7 Kilo Sierra Whiskey, Keith. Good evening, Keith. What's your question?
Good evening. I just turned the radio on. It's kind of interesting, and there you guys were. And just as an FYI, I go by Scott, but my name is Keith on the database. So, but it doesn't matter. I'll answer to Hey You for that matter. So it's all good. Anyway, here's my question. I'm battling this exact problem that I happened to hear you talking about. I use Starlink. Obviously, outbound works fine. I'm trying to get it to get things set up so that I can connect back to my node. I've done that by well, basically setting up, using Tailscale to set up a VPN connection out to a server that's out on the internet with a static IP address. And then I'm trying, and then I believe what I have to do is port forward 1469 back to my, excuse me, back to my node. Am I on the right track here? I don't have it working yet, but am I headed down the right path?
Well, Scott, you know, I go by Scott, too. That's my middle name. My first name is Fred. But I go by Scott. Anyhow, that's besides the point. Yeah, you are headed in the right direction. And that would be similar to, like, what we would call a hub node. So you're basically have a node out there that you're going to connect to and then use that node basically to control inbound connections. So we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. So hang tight, and then if you have any more questions, I'll see if I can answer them after we talk about the hub nodes. All right. Well, thank you, Keith, and we'll keep you up there and come back to you to see if you have any questions later on that. All right. Well, let's just go ahead and continue on down the road here. Let me reset. I hate it when I time out, and I'm sure everybody else does too, so I'm trying to keep an eye on that. All right. So how do we know if we're behind CGNAT? Well, first of all, you need to go ahead and check your router's WAN IP address. So the IP address that you're getting from your ISP. If your WAN IP address starts with a 10.x or a 100.64.x.x to 100.127.x.x, and I know this is all hard to remember, or if it starts with a 172.116 through 31.x.x, or a 192.168.x.x, you are behind CGNAT. So there's an easier way than to look at the IP addresses and try to remember those ranges. So you need to kind of take a look out there and see what IP address the internet is seeing you as. There's a website out there that's called What's My IP, and there's more than one. If you just type in What's My IP into Google, something's going to show up. So you looked at your WAN IP address, and you know what that is. So if your router's WAN IP address is not the same as the public IP address that you see when you go to What's My IP, well, congratulations, you're behind CGNAT. And that's probably the easiest way to tell. So how do we fix this? Well, the best solution is request a public IP address. And some service providers can do that. Some won't. Some charge extra for it. You can request a static IP address, and almost everybody charges extra for a static IP address. Or you can ask them if they can remove the CGNAT. And again, they have to pay additional charges to do that. So, and that can range from $5 to $15 a month. But really, that's kind of the cleanest solution if you can do it. There are other ways around, and another solution is you can get an IP address from 44Net. And so that is a service from AMPRNet, AmperNet, I guess. And they've reserved the 44.0.0.0/8 block of IP addresses, version 4 IP addresses, are allocated for amateur radio. And you can receive a routable 44.x.x.x IP address. And then you take and you tunnel your traffic from that IP address to your station. So how does that help? Well, You run a VPN tunnel to a regional gateway, and from that gateway, you're going to get your routable 44.x IP address. And so at that point, you can host services without having to do any ISP port forwarding. Now, there are some requirements for this service. First of all, you have to have a valid amateur radio license. You have to apply for, I applied for five addresses. And you have to fill out an application and have that application approved. And then you need to set up a WireGuard tunnel back to the gateway from your device. And that's fairly straightforward. So the pros of this is basically it's free to you, and it's designed for ham radio operators, and you get a truly routable IP address. Well, I go back and forth on the complexity. I think I had more problems just applying for the IP addresses that I needed than anything else. But anyhow, that is kind of a runaround you have to do to get signed up there, but it works. And you are going to be still dependent on a VPN tunnel. So it's not native ISP routing. So that's one of the solutions there. Let me break. All right, and then let's see, another solution is, of course, to set up a hub node. Now, instead of every node that you have being publicly reachable, you create one public node that sits out there on the internet. Then other nodes connect outbound to it. And so how it works is your hub node lives on a server out in the internet. Mine's a VPS server. There are different companies out there that do that. DigitalOcean, Linode is one. Vultr, V-U-L-T-R is another. We're at a station somewhere out there in the internet that has a public IP address. So all the CGNAT nodes link to that hub outbound. And you don't need any inbound connection at home. So, this is very helpful for networks that are ran by clubs or multi-site repeaters. Or if you're like me, in my RV mobile setup, I have Starlink. And so I'm still working on it, but that I take on the road with me will have 44net, and I'm also putting a hub node on the air there, so I have multiple ways to connect. And the hub node is not a bad idea too if you have other IAX devices that you want to connect to. It's just a little bit more inconvenient with the hub node because you have to make all of your connections to different networks through that hub node. So you can't just dial up Fireside on your home node. You have to dial it up on your hub node. And then because you're connecting your home node to your hub node. So I'm sure that probably confused somebody. All right, let's go ahead and stop here again and see if there's any questions. Any questions so far? This is Scott, N7FGP. This is the Absolute TechNet.
KB1PZS, Kilo Bravo 1, Papa Zulu Sierra. Name is Bob, and I have two questions.
All right. Bob, I've got KB1PZS. Good evening, Bob. What's your question for tonight?
Hey, good evening. First question is, I didn't catch what you said. You were saying if you go to myipaddress.com or something like that, and there's something about what the results is that will let you know that you don't have a public IP address, and I didn't catch what you said there. Second question is, maybe on a side, a little off topic,